This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dusty's dance moves. Yeah, killing right. It in the club.
That's right. Bottle full of bub.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
The Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question. You hear that sounder, you know we're about to give you what that poll question was. Very simplistic. Who would you rather be, Bobby Witt Jr., Patrick Mahomes? 10 minutes ago, it was 80-20 Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, where are we at now?
Fast forward 127 votes, 65.4% say Patrick Mahomes, okay. 34.6 say Bobby Witt Jr.
So getting a little closer there. It's a good question. There are reasons for both. Bink went the legacy route.
Yeah.
He went the, hey, he's going to be better all time.
He's a made man. Yeah.
Made man. He's got the three rings. Other people are going, well, you know, Bobby's not as well known, or I can actually go into Target or whatever it may be. There's plenty of reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, that was because we obviously do, you know, post-production.
Yep.
And we brought it up with Speck yesterday. We're like, who'd you rather be, Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes? He's like, Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
I can go anywhere I want still.
Yep.
Like,
it's a great answer.
Right? Like, if you want to take, if Mahomes want to take his family to the pumpkin patch, homeboy's got to rent it out solo.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. just walk in there, put a hat on, some shades, and that's not a shot at Bobby.
No.
It's just like.
That's the, just the difference of yeah. the sports. And
right. Like, again, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be on Fox 6 times this year at a 162-game schedule. Mahomes is going to be on primetime television 7 times in an 18-week schedule.
Yeah.
He's also been in the Super Bowl 5 times, won at 3. So the fame is there. Like, he just.
I mean, like, is there a baseball player right now, like, even like Otani or Judge? Like, even them, like, I'm sure Judge in New York, sure, he can't go places, but like in other right. places, like, Aaron Judge could probably be pretty
chill. I feel like Otani
chill.
Because he's like 6'5".
Yeah, and Judge is 6'7", so you'd be yeah. immediately be like, oh, that's a huge dude. Oh, that's
like
Aaron
Bobby's
Judge.
Bobby's like 5'11", 6 foot.
Yeah, he's a normal sized dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got a haircut that's like, everybody's got the same haircut.
Yeah, that's fair.
And he's not walking in wearing eye black.
Yeah, that, and that's right? how you'd recognize it, right?
You'd be
the
like,
lettuce
oh.
with the hat, the eye black.
Like, I mean, you could literally be at like Chipotle. And so behind you'd be like, yeah, can I get a, you'd have to like double, I guarantee you'd have to double take.
Oh, I would, for
like
sure.
You'd have your one sports nuts. That could, like, I picked out Johnny Russell at the Zach Bryan concert.
Awesome.
I was like, or Chris Stapleton. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Johnny Russell. And my buddy's like, really? How do you know that? I said, look and see if there's a neck tat in a Google image. Johnny Russell.
Boom.
Soccer players aren't big either. So it was kind of interesting to be able to like kind of
yeah,
identify that. Yeah, so who would you rather be?
I think
Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes?
I think
I'm Bobby.
I think I'm Bobby too for the reasons that Speck said, but like for if you're going obviously like for Bink's reasons, they're great reasons, made yeah. man, but like Bobby Witt Jr., okay, I'm Mac Morey. Bobby Witt Jr. is a little bit better, so I'll take
is
that.
Is Bobby Witt Jr. not already a made man in Kansas
say,
City?
Yeah, and he's a made man in Major League Baseball. Again, he's the only shortstop to have two 30-30 seasons. He did it back-to-back. He's 24 years old.
Right.
Like, you talk about Bink, he's not even 30, same at Mahomes. He's not even 25. So Bobby Witt's got a long ways to go. Yeah, I'm going to go with Bobby, and a lot of it is for that fame reason. 815 says, I'd pick Bobby because you'd have more of a shot with Miss Dunn, who seems to like baseball guys.
I feel like her and Skeens ain't going to make it.
Oh, yeah? You think they're on the ropes?
They just don't seem like the same. I mean, I get it. Opposites attract. She seems very bubbly.
She does. Yeah.
She seems very about the image that is her brand, which is Livy Dunn, as she should be.
I mean, yeah, she's...
And then Skeens is just your typical baseball guy, like, yeah, it's really cool to be the opening day starter. It's awesome. Thanks. Because, like, you remember when he won Rookie of the Year, and they did the celebration, and she's like, yeah! And he's just like,
he's just sitting there.
Awesome. He's like, this is cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, dude, look to your left, and then look back in the camera, and be like, hey.
yeah, you see what I'm saying?
You know those Lululemon commercials you watch? That's me, man.
That's all mine.
You know what I mean? But no, so we've talked about this before. Again, go to the Twitter page, TheFan965. We're interested in what you have to say, seriously, about our poll question today. Would you rather be Patrick Mahomes or Bobby Witt Jr.? Like, it's a legitimate question, I think. 137 votes, 64% of you say Patrick Mahomes, 35% of you say Bobby Witt Jr. We'll keep revisiting that at the top of every hour. But we talk about pressure because this is a, I don't know if this is, if you want to call it the scorched earth or the prove it season or where we'll find out what the title of this Chiefs season is. Some people will consider it the last dance for Travis and Patrick, but I think there's a lot of pressure on Kelce in this season, right? Because after the Super Bowl, it was, the conversation was, might be done, might be over. And then it was, well, Nate Taylor on this show, the Chiefs would like to make sure they have his decision by May 12th or March 12th so they can understand where they're going to go with the new regular season, where the money's going to be. And then we come out with, hey, I'm coming back for one more year. I can't go out like that. Not only that, why I think there is pressure on Travis Kelce is because not only will he have to cope with what the reality is of his role this year, but where his legacy ends.
Yeah.
Is it going to be the guy that was like Peyton Manning in Denver in his last year where it was clearly over and everyone saw it and it was like, man, even though they lost last year in the Super Bowl, Travis should have hung it up. Or does he allow the pressure of, I'm not just that guy anymore. I'm the third and short guy. I'm the inside the 10 in the red zone type of guy or the red area. That's who I am now. I'm not 8 for 89 and a touchdown, but I'm also not considered washed. How do I cope with my final year or the last ride with Patrick Mahomes? And how do I continue to be great at doing what I do? That to me creates a lot of pressure. Not necessarily like you got to go out and have 89 for 1110 touchdowns. That ain't happening. If that does happen, he better come back for another year after this one.
Cody Tapp says over 1,000 yards.
Good for him. I just think that he doesn't need to be that guy.
I don't think
when
he
does
either.
Have Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown.
There's something really wrong. Like this season, what happened this season? It will happen again if Trent Kelce's near those numbers. Something went really wrong.
Like, do you think Xavier Worthy has more yards than Travis Kelce this year?
He should.
Do you think Rashee Rice has more yards than Travis Kelce this year?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think Hollywood Brown and Travis Kelce have similar yardage numbers?
Yeah.
That's not 1,000.
No, yeah, you're going to have for sure 2,000-yard guys. 3,000-yard guys has only happened 5 times in history, I believe, and not really that recent either. So, yeah, the 2,000 yards, and then you'd have, you know, Hollywood at 700 and hope that Travis is somewhere in that 5 to 700 range, right? A lot of targets.
I think of way more than 500. I think he's between like 7 and 850.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's fine.
That's
because
really good.
With 17 games on the schedule and the way that this team just refuses to run. But again, Kelce's not that guy anymore. Like, I'm thinking this, Mac. I'm thinking this year he's going to average 4 for 51 every game. 51 times 17. What is that?
Give me a second.
No, it's fine. I kind of threw you a curveball there.
867 yards.
Boom. That's right in my wheelhouse. So if he's averaging 4 for 51 every game, that's 860 yards on the year. Sprinkle in like 5 touchdowns, be a red zone threat,
yep,
and just be that veteran on the team that can be that guy, that's fine. But the pressure to understand that you are no longer that guy. We know that egos are existing in sports. That's the way it is. They're natural. Dude, Travis Kelce's been Mr. Perfect for like the last 5 years. Got the girl, had the career, have the rings, greatest tight end ever, Hall of Fame. Chiefs Ring of Honor, one of the top five greatest Chiefs of all time. Hell, maybe one of the top four greatest Chiefs of all time. Maybe top three.
Yes.
And now it all comes full circle where it's like, this is my swan song. Let's try to get it one more time before I get out. And maybe I'm not one of the more vital pieces in doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Aaron Rodgers, right? The legacy that he had. You know, you mentioned Peyton Manning, but like these last 5 years, not been good for Rodgers. The way we're going to remember him, and the off-the-field stuff's part of that, but if you just keep the on-the-field product, it's going to change our outlook. Kelce, last year's Super Bowl, if he goes in again this year, and even if he gets hurt, it's going to change the way we remember him.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that when you look at that, when you look at, you know, what it means for Aaron Rodgers, I think Aaron Rodgers let his ego get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We'll play audio later that Cam Hayward's like, hey, dude, enough. Like, it's us or it's them. Pick one.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
Whereas, like, Travis Kelce spent 2 weeks to clear his mind and be like, all right, I'm coming back.
I still love this.
Yeah, I'm going to do it one more time. My girlfriend approves. Not that he needed her approval, but she's like, go play. You have fun. Do it. Why not? And then my teammates are like, come on, Trav. Come back in it. All right, I'm back. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, man. I'm going to take my, you know, fleece blanket to the beach and listen to my my headphones. I'll figure it out. So, yeah, I think there is some pressure to go to. I mean, I think there's pressure on Veach for the draft. I think there's pressure on Andy Reid to, you know, revamp this offense and come up with something new. I think there's pressure on Mahomes.
I think pressure on Spags.
And we can dive back into this a little bit later. And don't forget that we'll be talking about the college basketball tournament. Basketball Madness does come to Kansas City for the NAIA Men's College Basketball Championship. That starts tomorrow, March 20th, and goes through the 25th at Municipal Auditorium. 16 teams, 15 games, one national champion. Bring the family for nonstop action, affordable tickets. Get yours today at NAIAHoops.com. Powder Blues every Saturday. I give you my one word to describe that on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty Wednesday edition, hump day. I don't know if people still say that
hump
or not.
Day. It's in the caption of our stream, so maybe I do.
Oh. Did you fulfill the Tuesday prophecy? You don't have to say anything.
Smash.
Somebody says from the text line for the 816, fleece blanket on the beach. You guys are doing great this week. Yeah. I don't know. That's just what it looked like. He was on the
beach.
Well, also, why is he still, like, he's that got that much money and he's still got the headphones that have the wire?
Oh, well, come on. Yeah, that's him.
You know, the AirPods, they're trying to get into your brain, and they're trying to pick your thoughts, but if you use the cord, they can't get in there. Okay.
That's, like, legit, probably. That's probably not too far off.
Yeah, he's out there. I think good conversation that we just had about pressure on a Chiefs player. I also don't think that all pressure is bad. I don't think it necessarily has to be. I think that there can be, like, because somebody said on the text line, like, last year Travis Kelce didn't really have a full-blown offseason. Like, maybe was distracted or was, you know, not giving it. I don't know.
Whatever.
And they said this year he's going to come back and, you know, burn the competition.
Okay.
Or he's 35, you know.
Yeah, or it's just done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's okay. Which that happens. Pressure's great. North Carolina had pressure last night.
Sometime it'd be like that. But we asked the question, we'll bring it up at the top of the hour. It's our Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question at the Fan 965. Would you rather be Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes? 175 votes are in. 63% say Mahomes, 36.6 say Bobby Witt Jr. So the gap is narrowing.
Okay.
Still
a little bit.
Still quite the lead for one Patrick LaVon Mahomes.
Yeah, make sure and comment just why, because I'm curious for people's answers. Because I wouldn't have thought that some people went Binks way, and I'm sure some are.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we give every single one of our tournament picks. So at the top of every hour, we will go through each region. People will be like, are you kidding me? Big day tomorrow.
Huge.
Plus, we got to staple $10 to it and go give it to Sterling. Because wouldn't that be funny? Because they want to do the brackets that are all electronic. I'm like, what you said that you wanted us to join. So here you go. Oh, well, that's not really how it works. Well, I guess you don't want my money. But tournament coverage here on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Tomorrow we give you all of our picks, all of them, all 64. Because we didn't do the play-in games. We're just letting those ride. Tonight you have two play-in games.
Yeah, I never pick the play-in games. The play-in games...
Well, because you're not going to pick a...
No.
Unless it's... you wait until they actually play. Because like now you might pick North Carolina over Ole Miss.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Could. I won't.
I could. Yeah, I probably won't either.
SECOE?
Let's go, baby.
Let's get into one word.
Let's do it. One word. We just talked to Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy Bink. Him and Chris Unicero doing mock drafts. They just did their first Chiefs-only mock draft. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go find that on the Fan 965, the Twitter page or our website, wherever. We've seen some mock drafts recently, Dusty. You saw a couple yesterday. Our guy Mel Kiper, Daniel Jeremiah. The Chiefs had the Chiefs picking a tackle in the first round, which would maybe be a little bit weird with the Jalen Moore addition from last week. One word on if the Chiefs went tackle in the first round. Let's say 31. They don't trade up.
Futuristic. I believe if they go for a tackle, they're going for somebody who they believe in the next year or two can be a guy where it is shut the door, clean the drawers, mop the floors, stand tall. Be that guy. We've drafted you. We've developed you over a year. We have this Moore guy that we brought in from San Francisco. You are the future. We have to have that piece. We don't want to worry about it anymore. So I would say if they took a tackle left or right, preferably left, it would be futuristic because that's what they plan on that guy doing. I don't know if you start a rookie tackle. Obviously, it didn't work out well last year. I think that you would let that guy kind of groom under Moore. And then once he's kind of proven his worth and his wealth and he goes and gets signed somewhere else, enter first-round draft pick, left tackle.
Yeah, that could be the plan. Mine would be microscope. Because if they go tackle in the first round, that's what that kid's going to be under.
I'd prefer it be defensive tackle.
Me too.
But I think it's going to be offensive tackle.
I don't think they go offensive tackle in the first round. But again, if they do, I would be, surprised, a little confused. But a microscope would be my big word. You know, if we've got textures, Veach haters talking about Breland Speaks. You don't think they're going to be texting in if this tackle doesn't work out? That's a huge pick in the first round.
Clyde Edwards were to go tackle.
Exactly. Sky Moore. One word on... this Cam Hayward audio that you kind of teased earlier, this is him talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. He's on a podcast being asked about, man, what do you think about Rodgers? Cam Hayward. What's your one word there?
Deserving. I mean, obviously, it's not like a huge, you know, it's not a huge mystery. It's not like they re-released Aaron Rodgers tapes like they did with JFK yesterday. Wild. But... like, dude, clearly nobody really wants you. You're still here. Like, Stephon Diggs and Keenan Allen will sign before you will. There are three teams. There are Pittsburgh, there is Minnesota, there are the Giants. Those are the three teams. The minute you call or talk to one of those with your agent, say, hey, I'm really interested, here's why, that's fine. But Aaron Rodgers is playing this martyr role, this Eeyore role from Winnie the Pooh. Like, nobody wants me. Nobody wants me around. Mm-hmm. I still have some talent. It's like, dude, you've been a complete regurgitation of yourself for the last 2 years. And I think Cam Hayward's right. Like, I totally agree. Like, figure it out. Like, what? It's either us or let us know. We're not here waiting and pining on you. Like, kind of they are, but it's also like, it's almost like to the point where it's disrespectful, but it's yearning from Cam Hayward, as I would say. That is my word for that. It's yearning. It's deserving. It's acceptable. Like, to hell with it, dude. Take off the fleece blanket and the headphones, not even AirPods. Take out the headphones, take off the fleece blanket, come to reality. Do you want to play or do you not? Nobody's going to care. We're just waiting to see what you want to say. You know it. Get out of here. Get lost. You're not bigger than the game, even though you think you are.
My one word would be Khan. Omar Khan, Steelers GM. Cam Hayward, I get it. Aaron Rodgers sucks. You're mad at him. But your team kind of needs him, which is crazy to say in 2025 that your team is in a situation where you kind of need Aaron Rodgers. That's crazy. you've put your GM has put yourself in that situation. So if you're going to be frustrated, you're going to be mad, that's fine. You can put that out towards Aaron Rodgers, but what are you going to expect? You've got a guy, a professional in your building that you can go talk to face to face and say, hey man, what the hell? I've given 12 years of my life to this franchise. I had the remnants of Ben Roethlisberger, and now I've had a big bundle of suck, to quote Jay Binkley. So love Cam Hayward. Aaron Rodgers is not worth that anymore. You don't need to be waiting for a guy like Rodgers, but you are, and you're in that situation because of Omar Khan.
Yeah, from the 816, what is your guy's obsession with Aaron Rodgers? LOL. It's not an obsession.
Dude, he is
a story of the offseason
that
Cam Hayward just talked about.
What do you want us to do?
Sorry, it's a sports station. He's the number one commodity out there that we are waiting to see where we go next. Does he complete the Brett Favre cycle? Does he go to Pittsburgh and play with DK and George Pickens? Cam Hayward just said, we're tired of it. Figure it out. Either come here or don't. It's not like we just woke up this morning like, what are we going to talk about?
Rodgers.
Come on, man.
This Hall of Famer, top 10 quarterback of all time, that's choosing where he's going to go. Now, should it actually matter? Should the obsession be there from the media? No, but it is, because that's where three or four teams are. They're quarterback needy. It's a quarterback needy league. Rodgers is that guy with the name. Now, if this were a few years ago, I would say the Steelers should be waiting, and he's worth waiting for, but it's not 4 years ago. So we'll continue. Sticking
Someone
with
says,
football.
Can the Rizzler play left tackle? Dusty, you've talked about Aaron Rodgers every day. LOL, the hate for Aaron is comical. He's the number one sports story in the NFL. Get lost. Sorry that you like him. Enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go to ESPN. Go to NFL Network.
They're talking about it.
Go to it. Kiss my ass.
He's going to play in either New York, Pittsburgh, or for a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
It's a story. So
100%. Cam Hayward, legendary Pittsburgh player.
Hall of Famer.
Talking about it.
Yep.
Was clipped everywhere yesterday.
Exactly. Went viral.
God, Cam Hayward's so obsessed with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. It's insane.
Okay. We got some more audio to play. Cowherd, it's your guy.
Yeah.
He loves to cook in the offseason, right? He loves to get these hot takes going.
Yeah, no, he thinks the Chargers are going to win the AFC West.
Let's see.
Okay.
In the league left, and they didn't want him to leave. They couldn't afford him. They don't have a left tackle. They paid a lot for Jalen Moore, who's never been a starter. By the way, they're not going to go 11-0 in one score games. Raiders are better. Broncos will be better. The Chargers will be better. It never lasts forever.
This is an annual tradition where you pick a new team to win the AFC West, and then midway through the year, you're like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. Also, you said the Chiefs didn't want to lose Joe Tooney. What, was there a gun to Brett Veach's head when he called the Bears and traded him? They didn't lose Joe Tooney. They traded Joe Tooney. So I just got to say, the rest of your bracket feels a lot like we are respecting the teams that were really good last year, except for, of course, the Chiefs.
That's fantastic.
Right. I think he says, when Coward's saying the Raiders are better, they're better than they were last year, I think. Not saying they're better than the Chiefs.
Okay.
So to give that some context.
Okay.
He's not saying the Raiders are better than the Chiefs. Okay. The Chargers are better than the Chiefs. Maybe he does believe that with the Chargers. But I think he's saying the teams as opposed to last year are better than they were. Because, I mean, look, the Raiders have Geno Smith, and they went and got a receiver as well. Right? No, they haven't got a receiver
yet.
They might go get Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, yeah.
And they pair him with Brock Bowers, who was a insane rookie last year.
Yep. Amazing.
Right?
Maybe tight end one.
Maybe. Let's see what he does in year two.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just saying. That's all. That's how good he already is.
Yeah, because
then they went and got Pete Carroll.
The reason I say pump the brakes on tight end one is we all put Sam Laporta there last year.
Yep.
And that didn't work out too well. Now, I know he was battling an injury from the year before that ended in the end, like ended at the end of the season. But yeah, I think this is the tightest the division has ever been into the next season, because the Chiefs are vulnerable. They got blown out in the Super Bowl and everybody watched it. The Chargers made the playoffs. How'd that work out?
The Broncos made the playoffs. Yeah.
How'd that work out? They got blown out by Buffalo.
And Chargers made the playoffs too. And Herbert did his classic, threw four interceptions.
Right. So
yeah, three AFC West teams made the playoffs last year.
Right.
And those two, and all three, well, at least two of which got better.
And two of which got into the playoffs for the first time and got absolutely blown out and showed their true characters. Herbert had four interceptions in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
He threw four all year.
I think he threw two all year.
Two all year. Yeah. He threw four in that playoff yeah. game. Bo Nix and the Broncos went into Buffalo and got absolutely boat raced. They weren't those teams last year. Have they really narrowed the gap that much in the offseason? Evan Ingram? Does that really make you that much better? The Chargers? I think it's great. Geno Smith, the quarterback in the Raiders? Cool. He could even do garbage in the NFC West. That's absolutely garbage. Welcome to the AFC West. Let's see how you do. But my one word on that is history. Just go look at the history. Until it happens, then we can have the conversation about it. The Chiefs will win the AFC West this year. They will potentially play for the AFC Championship game. They are the favorite to get there again in the AFC. And it's the same teams with the same quarterbacks another year in advance. I trust that Mahomes is going to be that guy. And I think that the Chiefs, still with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, is that duo, lead them to that destiny and that destination. But yeah, I'm not doing this. We're not doing the Chargers. I'm not Carrington. No.
It's an early Chargers champ, offseason champ take.
And Coward's big take with them is that the fact that there's nobody that knows the college talent more than Jim Harbaugh, which is a fair take because he was just in college football last year, two years ago.
That's a really weird take, man.
But that's the take that he's giving to give them the edge. You still have Justin Herbert, right? You brought back Mike Williams. Oh, man, big move. Big move. Now, they do have Ladd McConkey.
They do.
But again, if we're going to pump the brakes on a sophomore season with Brock Bowers, let's see if Ladd McConkey can do it again. I think Ladd McConkey has a better chance at being as equal or better than he was last year than Brock Bowers just because tight ends are weird in the NFL.
Yeah, and Brock Bowers was better at a tight end than Ladd McConkey was as a wide receiver. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think both are still going to be studs.
Right.
Najee Harris on the Chargers. We'll see how that ends up.
Someone asked on the text line, did we do this with the Patriots dynasty?
Probably.
I don't think we did because the AFC East was absolutely trash.
Well, they ask every year there's a new pick to dethrone the Chiefs. You're right. In the AFC East, we didn't do that.
No.
But did we do that in the AFC? Absolutely. But you're right. In the AFC West, no.
No, every time the Patriots were in their dynasty, it was like, is Tom Brady the quarterback? Yes. Is Bill Belichick the coach? Yes. Okay, Patriots Super Bowl favorites.
Their division.
Every single year. Not division. The hell with it. Not conference. The hell with that.
Oh, I
disagree.
They were
Super Bowl favorites every single year.
So are the Chiefs. That's not...
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But like we weren't sitting here going, I don't know, man. Miami's got Fitzpatrick this year.
No, I agree.
Could be their year to knock off the Patriots. Or, I don't know, man, Indianapolis. This is their year. It's like, until Indianapolis does it, prove it to me.
I don't know. I think across the whole AFC, I think the conversation would have been similar. Yeah, I don't know where we're going on this.
I don't either. I feel like there's like somebody with like a grass skirt and fire going around their head.
I feel like I'm in Book of Mormon right now. If you know, you know. I would say my one word for that would be disrespect. The precedent that the Chiefs have set is truly historic. And I don't mean to be like, oh, unprecedented, historic in the same sentence. Wow, Mac, way to go. Common word, bingo. Or overused word, bingo. But that's literally what it is. I mean, what the Chiefs have done, we just never really seen before. So, yeah, in addition of an older past his prime tight end and an older running back that's never really been up to his worth or his hype isn't really going to change the way I see this division playing out. Do I have some skepticism about the Chiefs this year right now? Right now, before the draft, here in March? Yeah, as you should. It's okay to have that. But the end result's going to be the same. The Chiefs will be on top. Speaking of the Chiefs, they've got a rival. Kind of, I guess. They try to. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. They don't ever live up to it. Only in the regular season, not this year. Jamar Chase, he did resign. This is what he's had to say about staying in Cincinnati.
For me, I like Cincinnati because it gives me the opportunity to come here and focus. You know, I'm not distracted out here. It's not too much... too many things to get me, you know, off pace out here, you know, and it's strictly what I'm focused on. That's really tunnel vision for me to play football. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the food's not the best. We could work on that, but.
So basically, he's just like, yeah, Cincinnati's pretty boring, but keeps me focused.
Yeah. Honesty?
Yeah.
I mean, he said he's from New Orleans. I mean, we were in New Orleans. You know how great that food is. We put 10 pounds on. It's all fried. What that Uber driver say? Most people in New Orleans get gout by 35.
That's exactly
Bob about
what he
puked
said.
In the Uber. But yeah, I think it's one of those things where like, it's honesty. Like Cincinnati, I've never been there. I can't imagine how entertaining it is. But everybody always says, oh, it's boring. It is what it is. Like the food sucks. The honesty, like, I mean, look at Tyreek Hill in Miami. Got paid, went there, and got laid a lot. Unprotected.
Yeah.
11 kids. Distraction. Miami. Los Angeles. Distraction. Remember when Randy Moss was in Oakland and went and played for the Raiders and he just disappeared? Distractions. Jamar Chase makes a really good point. The food sucks in Cincinnati. There's not a whole lot to do. So really all I can do is play football and focus on my craft. Love it. I love the honesty.
Yeah, I love it too from Chase. Way to go, man. Over to baseball. One word on the Royals, our boys. The Yalls announced yesterday they're going to wear powder blues for every Saturday home game. One word, baby.
Horny. Overdue.
Bonetown.
Overdue.
Yeah, that's the good word. Overdue. Past time. Yes. Like
the all powder blues. Not just the top with white bottoms.
With the old school logo on the hat.
We're going white, blue, powder blue hats, powder blue tops, powder blue bottoms, and you know some sick cat daddy out there is going to have some nasty-looking powder blue shoes. That's why I hope MJ and Melendez can actually pull his weight, because he'll have a stylish look. That looks like
great.
He spent all of his attributes on an MLB The Show on his outfits, but none on his talent. Sorry, prove me wrong. But if MJ Melendez is out there cranking bombs, looking sexy like he can, it's going to look real nice on a Saturday.
You gave a deadline yesterday for MJ. What was it?
I don't know, 20 at-bats?
Yeah, it was more than they might have been. It was something like that.
I don't know. I just don't know what it is. Yeah. I think that...
Because I was like, is this the time? How much time does he have?
And you Father's Day.
That might have been it.
How about we be honest?
Let's be honest.
I'll give MJ Melendez till Father's Day to prove that he should be still on this, you know...
I'm going
to
write that down.
Yeah, Father's Day.
Father's Day.
I believe that's June 15th.
Literally, I'm writing it down.
Yeah, June 15th is the day of reckoning. Recognition for MJ Melendez. Is that enough time? That might be too much time. That means he gets the end of March. Well, that's not fair. He gets April. He gets all of April and all of May. If by Father's Day, when they're having a putt-off for the U.S. Open, MJ Melendez is hitting 202 with three home runs and he has more strikeouts than RBI, I'm done.
You're out.
I'm over it.
Okay. You're giving him 2 months and change. You're giving him more than enough time.
That's way more than enough.
Love it. Yeah, my one word would be sexy.
For the Powders?
Yeah. Well, and MJ, but yeah.
And they're going to wear them on the first weekend of the series because they'll play Thursday, opening day, March 27th. Friday, Michael Massey, Kyle Isbell, Vern at the Royals Roundtable at the Hollywood Casino, which we'll all be there, 6 o'clock. Open forum questions from 6:30 to the 7 o'clock close. And then there'll be March Madness going on as well. That'll be the Elite Eight rounds? No, Sweet 16.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's second weekend. So that'd be Sweet 16 rounds, and then Elite Eights that weekend. So maybe it is. It'd be Saturday, Sunday would be the Elite Eight. So not only that, and then we'll be there. And then Saturday they play, right? Because they're off Friday, play Saturday. Powder Blues come back in action. Apps on your phone. What's the most random app you have on your phone? Mine's all because of scam artists. Here we are, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
It literally says on the news right now, in less than 12 hours, the temperature will switch. It'll go from 63 to 36. Tomorrow on our way to work will be 33 degrees. Today it was 68.
Damn it.
Up to a half inch of snow today. Hopefully it doesn't snow too much before my haircut.
I feel like that. Ooh, getting a little cut today.
Yeah, it's too long, man. I've had to wear a hat for like 7 weeks.
Yeah, I need to get a cut too.
I look like a sheepdog.
Just trimming it up, just shortening it up.
And then, of course, Friday 62, Saturday 63, Sunday 60. 40%
like
chance of rain in the morning, and then 59-62. Is this, do we want to do this real quick? Is this the last one? Is this the last, FU of the cold?
How many times have we said it?
I mean, we're only in March,
right?
But it's like, last week we had it, right? It was Saturday.
Yep.
We woke up Sunday morning, snow all over the place.
What the hell?
March sucks.
yeah, it's like, hey, man, here's the best weather ever. And then it's like, hey, actually, screw you. Never mind. And yeah. Now I'm going to screw up your throat, screw up your nose.
Oh, dude. I was it's bad like
the,
last night.
This is the Jesse Pinkman meme. They can't keep getting away with it.
No doubt about it, dude. It sucks. Like, I hate March weather.
It blows.
It's like Mother Nature and God are fighting over custody. And it's weather. Ugh, it's terrible. So MLB.com went around and asked a bunch of baseball players what was the most random app on their phone. Some of the responses are great. They're also baseball players, so they're just weird. I will tell you what mine is, and it's probably not going to surprise you.
Okay.
And I tell you all to download this if you have a dartboard in your house. Because a lot of people don't know this exists. And it's random because I'm a degenerate gambler at everything I do in life. Driving, talking, darts. Easy dart score.
Okay. I was literally playing darts last night and was like, damn, I wish I had an app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go download it.
You wouldn't think I had a dart app on my phone, did you?
No.
It's random.
It's very random.
But yeah, so you can do, sorry, allergies, brother. You can do 501. You can do all the way up to 101, 1001. You can do cricket, two players. That way when you do play in your garage or play on a dartboard that's cork, because I don't like playing on a plastic cork or a plastic dartboard. It just doesn't do it for me. Maybe I'm a little bougie, I guess. I don't know if that's the case.
No, but I'm the same.
This one, you can add up the points. You don't have to worry about it like on the dry erase board or use your calculator or use the chalkboard they have at the peanut. You can just use this app.
Nice.
And it's there for you. So that's one of the most random apps I have on my phone is the dart score. Because it's like, oh, you have an actual app on your phone that adds up and does. It's a great app to have. If you play darts, you have a dartboard in your basement with the Viper foam around it. Like, you saw the garage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The dartboard's there.
That was great.
Oh, yeah.
No, we were just talking about getting one last night.
Really?
Talking about purchasing one, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you have, like, all the actual, like, normal apps, right?
The social media, the gambling, that stuff. Yeah, of course. Sports apps.
For some reason, I have an app on my phone called House Party.
What's that?
I don't know.
I have an app called ColorCast that I used once.
Okay.
Where you can, like, so, like, tonight's play-in game, I could open it tonight, and I'm sure you could, like, find, like, whatever the first play-in game tonight is, and, like, there's, like, probably, like, 70 dudes doing play-by-play, and you can click on each one. Be like, all right, this guy sounds pretty good.
This makes me cry, but I have PlayStation View app.
Oh,
the greatest streaming device of all time.
So good.
When they took that away, Kling and I had, like a burial. Because we didn't play PlayStation at the time, but you could use it at like YouTube TV.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you just go find all the apps in PlayStation View, like Red Zone, NBA, all those, and just download them and then delete them whenever you wanted. Now it's obviously like everything. But it was essentially like the first like Roku. Well, I mean, Roku was before it, but it was like Roku for PlayStation. I have Hangouts. I don't even know what Hangouts is.
Hangouts? Is that like a... dating?
I don't know. I never had a dating app.
Never done a dating app.
I did Tinder once, and it creeped me out.
It's weird.
It was like, one of your matches is within 5 miles of you. I was like, no thanks. Pokemon Go is still on an app that I could download again. Don't think so. Did we all fall for the Pokemon Go app?
Yeah, I did it for like 2 seconds.
We went to a park and walked around, and then you were like, whoa, dude, we are not the same.
From the 660, I have the best buy app, and I've never been.
Really?
Never been to the store?
Whew.
I have a recorder app that actually does multi-track recording from the 816. That's cool. Let me know what that is. Oh, you've got some competition on the dart front.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Board Dart is the best.
Okay.
816 says, can play online.
Yeah. Somebody says PlayStation View was peak streaming, steep downhill ever since then. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Angry Birds, you still have that app that you could download on your phone?
I don't think I still have Angry Birds.
Did you play Angry Birds a lot in college?
I played Angry Birds.
Oh, it was always
before college for me, but yes.
Yeah, for me it was college, and it was just during like a boring like lecture. Kmart Rewards app. Oh.
What about, like, did you Plants vs. Zombies? Was that No, you didn't do that? It was around
me,
that time.
For me, high school was Temple Run.
Oh, yep. Temple Run was great.
Remember Temple Run?
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, man, I was a pro. I mean, you get going, you just, you know, whatever.
Yes.
The QT app, I have that on my phone. It's not a random app, but it says QT app deserves a big shout out for sure.
It's a great app. Candy Crush, you ever get into that?
No.
Me either.
Never got into Fruit Ninja either.
I see, I have it, though. And I have Fruit Ninja. Haven't played that in probably a decade.
Somebody says they have DJ Horn. It's a great app for an air horn. That's kind of funny.
That is funny. Very random.
Somebody says my boss still has Doodle Jump.
Doodle Jump.
I don't know what that is.
Wow. Yeah, that was a great game. Great game.
Okay.
I thought that was gone. There you go.
Somebody says Bejeweled. That was a great game.
Okay.
Solitaire is on my phone because in case I ever get stuck in an airport or on an airplane, easy. I can just go straight solitaire it up. Very addicting game. Very random app to have on your phone as well.
Flappy Bird, good one.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you just like tap the bird to flap and you have to avoid the objects. Pretty simple.
Somebody says, I have three bartender apps on my phone thinking I'm going to make a great cocktail and always just fail back to vodka and lime. S-Mule Karaoke?
Okay. Well, that's good to know, actually. I'm trying to do some karaoke this weekend at the house for a party.
Yeah. Snake, the OG app?
Yep, I have Snake.
Yeah. I have a word search. Played it probably like three times. Is Wordle still a thing? Are people still Wordling it?
People are Wordling it.
Still Wordling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Somebody says Skyview. I have it.
Skyview.
That's the one Bob's obsessed with, where you can like you can look up in the sky and it tells you the constellations. Yes, yes. I just also wonder like how accurate it is at times.
Of course,
I guess it's probably pretty accurate.
Accurate.
Hmm. Yeah, Temple Run coming in now. That's a for you. Yeah, just random apps on the phone. It's just you never know because like I do watch those like. I hate them because you get them in their ads when you're watching like Instagram Reels. Like, I bet you have three apps on your phone that are charging you money. Do you want to find out which ones they are? You go save like $100 a month.
Wow.
And people will be like, oh, yeah, this, this, and this. And they'll get rid of them.
Damn. Oh, that's great. This one from the 913 Marine Tracker tracks ships all over the ocean. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That is actually cool. Very random.
Yeah. Somebody says they have Guitar Tuna.
Guitar Tuna?
Mm.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Farmville?
Yep. Popular one.
Is Clash of the Clans still a thing? Probably for Lorenzo Cain. I bet he's still playing.
Was he a big...
Huge. He'd be like in his locker, in his locker just playing Clash of Clans.
I remember that. Man. I had friends like that. Never me, but...
Drinkotron card drinking game.
Okay.
You know what one I need to download is the coin flip app, where both people push it on the phone. Honestly. And it's like heads or tails. We just need that.
Yes.
You don't actually think you need it, and then all of a sudden you get to a situation like, well, who goes first? Do the app. Flip the coin.
Flip it.
Flip the tube. Paper Toss, Subway Surfer, also random apps on your phone.
Damn.
We didn't make this list, so don't shoot the messenger, but KU is number one on this list, and we'll tell you what that list is on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.